愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
在我们的读经进度里面，从上个礼拜到今天，就是最后就是马拉基书。
You know, our family Bible reading, the last part, we read the book of Malachi.
那从明天开始，我们就新的进度。
And starting tomorrow, we'll have a different Bible reading schedule.
新约两章，旧约四章。
Two chapters in the New Testament and four in the Old Testament.
那马拉基书是介于旧约与新约之间。
And the book of Malachi is between the Old and the New Testament.
大概是主耶稣降生以前300多年前写的。
Written about 300 years before the birth of Christ.
那马拉基书在写什么？
And what is the content of this book?
在写神跟人之间的关系。
It is talking about the relationship between God and man.
我们常常听到一句话说，因为误解而结合，因为了解而分开。
We often hear this saying that because of unknowing that we get together, but because of knowing we separate.
有时候在婚姻上真的是这样。
And this is true sometimes in marriage.
不太了解对方，因为已经陷入爱了，就结婚了。
Because we do not know each other, but because of love, we got married.
但是结婚以后天天在一起了解了，受不了就分开了。
But in marriage, once we get to understand each other, then we separate.
但是我们跟神的关系呢？
But what about our relationship with God?
因为相信而结合。
It is because of faith and belief that we come to know Him.
因为了解而深化。
But yet, because of understanding Him, we get to know Him even deeper.
神看不见。
God is invisible.
他是给我们信心。
But yet, He gave us faith.
这个就是信仰的开始。
And this is the foundation of our belief.
但是我们跟神的关系要深化，要对神有了解。
But we must have a deeper and more profound understanding of God.
旧约圣经里面有一句话说，我的民因为无知而灭亡。
In the Old Testament, it recorded, God says that my people perish because of their ignorance.
无知会灭亡。
Because of ignorance, we might perish.
甚至连保罗这么热心服侍神的人。
Even Apostle Paul, who was so zealous in serving God.
他说我是罪人，而且我是罪人的头。
And even Apostle Paul says, I'm a sinner, and even the chief of sinners.
因为他不认识神。
Because he did not know God.
他的热心所做的反而是逼迫基督。
His fervency is to persecute the church.
所以变成罪人的头。
Therefore, he became the chief of all sinners.
所以跟神的关系要在对神有认识上，这样才能够深化。
So we need to understand God on a more deeper level, so that we can know him better.
我们知道我们对家人的关系大概大家都很敏感。
Between our family members, we are all very sensitive.
有时候我们的孩子在原地读书，你虽然没有看到，通一通电话，你就知道最近好不好。
And if our child is away from for school, just by talking to them on the phone, we know how they are.
有时候我们自己的配偶一个动作，你就知道，他不太高兴。
And by the actions of our spouse, we know that we know what their mood is like.
但是我们对神真的很迟钝。
But towards God, sometimes we are very insensitive.
神高兴呢？不知道。
Is God pleasing or not? We don't know.
神很生气吗？也不知道。
Is God angry at us? We do not know.
那这个表示说我们这个关系很肤浅。
So that's to say that our relationship with God is very superficial.
你看圣经里面这些属灵的人物、古圣徒跟神都是很好。
If we study the saints of the past, they have a very good relationship with God.
好像朋友一样。
Just like friends.
非常深入。
Very intimate.
那马拉基书里面神跟人对话。
So in Malachi, we see a dialogue between God and man.
大概有六个对话。
There are six different dialogues.
那在对话当中我们就发现人对神了解真的太少了。
And from this we know that we, as men, we truly do not know God.
神很了解人。
God knows man.
我们在神的面前是赤露敞开的。
In the presence of God, we are open and naked.
我们的过去
，our past，
我们的现在
，our present，
我们的未来
，and our future，
神看得一清二楚。
Is all been revealed before God.
我们内在的动机
，our inner motives，
我们外在的行为
，our outer actions，
我们的私生活
our private lives.
在神是赤露敞开的。
It is wide open before God.
没有一点的可以隐藏的。
There is nothing that can be hidden.
所以神很了解我们。
So God knows us very well.
了解我们的困难。
God knows our difficulties.
了解我们的未来。
God knows our future.
了解我们的担子。
God knows our burdens.
了解我们的需要。
God knows our needs.
了解我们的软弱。
And he knows our weaknesses.
但是我们对神了解很少。
But yet, how much do we know about God?
我们看第一章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2, I have loved you, said the Lord, yet you say, in what ways have you loved us?
婚姻是建筑在爱里面的。
Marriage is built upon love.
如果丈夫对太太说我很爱你。
If the husband said to the wife, I love you.
太太说你在哪里爱我呢?
But if the wife replied, in what ways have you loved me?
这个关系可能经不起打击啊。
Then this type of relationship cannot withstand trials.
可能没有办法持久。
Perhaps the marriage will not be able to last long.
在属灵上我们跟神就是婚姻的关系。
Spiritually speaking, between us and God, it is like a marriage.
受洗就是许配给基督。
When we are baptized, we are entrusted to Christ.
主耶稣再来就是婚宴的开始。
And this is the beginning of the marriage feast.
神说我很爱你。
God tell us that I love you.
那我想来想去，神在哪里爱我？
But in what ways have God loved us?
这个信仰可能会有问题。
So if we answer this way, then there's problems in our faith.
圣经说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
The Bible says that we love because God first loved us.
保罗说，我如果癫狂，是因为神。
Apostle Paul says that if I am becoming very strange or very mad, that is because of God's sake.
因为我们感受到神的爱。
Because we have experienced God's love.
所以我们会回报神的爱。
So we will try to repay God's love.
那这个关系就会变成圣经所说的什么能够使我跟主耶稣分离呢？
So that's why Paul says that what can separate me from the love of Christ?
是患难吗？是刀剑吗？
Is it trials? Is it swords?
最后一个是死亡吗？
Is it death?
什么都不能够使我们跟基督分离。
There's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ.
所以这个爱好像死一样的强。
So love is as strong as death.
那神在哪里爱我们呢？
So in what ways have God loved us?
当然，每一年年末我们都在数算神的恩典。
At the end of each year, we try to recount the blessings of God.
但是大部分我们算的恩典都不是最重要的恩典。
And the blessings that we count are not the most important ones.
那最重要的恩典是什么？
What are the most important blessings of God?
我们看第二节的下半句。
Let's read the latter part of verse 2.
神说，以撒不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet Jacob I have loved.
所以神的爱在哪里表现出来？
So in what ways has God's love been revealed?
在他的拣选里面。
It is in God's choosing.
不是我们聪明懂得选神。
It is not that we are so intelligent that we choose God.
是神拣选我们。
But rather, it is God who has chosen us.
不是我们配得。
It is not that we are worthy of receiving.
圣经说，在神面前一个义人都没有。
And the Bible says that in the presence of God, no one can be considered righteous.
如果一个人一直觉得我很好，是因为他不认识神。
If we feel that we are so good, that is because we do not know God.
在神面前没有一个义人。
Before God, no one is considered righteous.
那神为什么看重我？
So why does God choose us?
就是他的怜悯。
It is because of his mercy.
就是他的爱。
It is because of God's love.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.Verse 1, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
第二节。
Verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
这里说神说我是何等的神赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
Here says that what manner of love that God has bestowed upon us.
这是一种感叹啊，就是讲不出来了。
And this is something this is a sigh that cannot be spoken.
然后圣经用属灵的层面在描写神的爱。
So So the Bible uses spiritual meanings to describe God's love.
第一个,
First,
属他,
so that we can belong to Him.
做他的儿女,
that we can be called His children.
好像雅各改名叫以色列,
just as Jacob, he was renamed Israel.
以色列叫神的王子,
Israel means the prince of God.
我们过去是罪人,
In the past, we were sinners.
我们现在是神的王子,
but now we are the prince of God.
这种身份的改变,
This type of change in our status
是白白得来的,
this is something that we receive freely. So this is called grace. This is God's love.
所以我们做神的儿女,
so we, as God's children,
尊贵的身份,
we have an honorable status.
第二个,
Second,
第二节,
verse 2.
将来主若显现, 我们要像他,
that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him.
我们要像他,
we shall be like Him.
这个肉体,
Our flesh
会老化,
will deteriorate,
会朽化,
will pass away,
会生病,
will become sick,
会犯罪,
will sin.
所以肉体没有荣耀,
so our flesh has no glory.
过了30以后, 肉体没有荣耀,
past 30 years old, there is nothing to boast about.
一直在往下退,
our flesh continue to deteriorate.
但是,
However,
我们在基督里面,
in Christ,
将来这个肉体要改变成为灵体,
our flesh shall be transformed into a spiritual body.
不会死,
It will not die,
不会生病,
will not become
不会犯罪,
sick, will not sin,
不会朽坏,
will not deteriorate.
是永远的, 荣耀的身体,
it is everlasting, glorious body.
是像太阳, 像月亮, 像星星会发光的身体,
it will shine like the moon and stars.
这是神的爱,
so this is God's love.
第三个, 我们要见他,
and thirdly, we shall see Him.
要看到神的本体,
we shall see Him as He is.
这是人生集中的追求,
And this is the ultimate goal of our life.
这是最后的满足,
this is the ultimate satisfaction.
这是最大的满足,
this is the greatest satisfaction.
这是永远的满足,
this is the everlasting satisfaction.
这个叫做基督徒的福分,
this is the blessing of a Christian.
就是要得到神本身,
it is to receive God Himself.
那这因为这个是在灵界, 所以 很难了解,
because this is in spirit, that's why it is difficult to understand.
因此圣经才说, 这是神的爱是超过我们所能够测度的,
so the Bible says that the love of God is far beyond what we can comprehend.
那等我们属灵的智慧越来越深, 越来越了解,
when our spiritual knowledge becomes more and more, we can know Him better,
我们就越感受到神很爱我,
then we can comprehend the great love of God.
我算什么?
Who am I?
为什么神看重我?
That God still emphasizes.
神拣选我,
that God chooses.
神改变我,
that God changed me.
算不了什么, 这是神的爱,
it is nothing but the love of God.
这是第一个,
so this is the first.
因为有爱, 我们跟神的关系好像死一样的强,
because of love, our relationship with God is very strong.
我们再看第二次的对话,
let's look at the second dialogue in Malachi.
马拉基书第一章,
Malachi chapter 1,
第六节,
Verse 6. Chapter 1, verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts.
Okay.
To your priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what ways have we despised your name?
这个地方神自我介绍,
Here God introduced Himself.
我就是父亲,
I am the Father.
我就是主人,
I am a Master.
那相对呢,
In comparison,
我们是儿子,
we are the Son.
我们是仆人,
we are the Servant.
当这个身份讲得很清楚, 我们发现这个关系就很清楚了,
when this is clearly defined, we find that the relationship is very simple.
好, 那既然神是父亲,
Since God is the Father,
神要求什么?
What does God require of us?
神要求我们人对他有敬畏的心。
God require honor.
好, 那既然神是主人,
Since God is the master,
那主人的要求是对仆人对他有尊敬。
The master demands that the servant be reverent toward him.
尊敬跟敬畏, 这是神对人的要求。
To honor God and to revere God, this is what God requires of us.
那神这样讲, 我们看人怎么回应呢?
So how does man reply?
你们却说, 我们在何事藐视你的名呢?
In what ways have we despised your name?
所以神讲的是, 敬畏我在哪里? 那个敬畏在哪里?
So what God is asking is, where is my honor?
那人所想的是, 我没有藐视你。
And what man replied is that we did not despise your name.
你如果说，比方说我们是一个父亲。
For example, if I'm a father.
啊，我们对孩子说，你有没有敬畏我？
We ask the children, do you respect me?
孩子说我没有藐视你呀。
And if our children reply that we did not despise you.
我们知道这两个差很大。
We know that there's a great distinction between the two.
没有藐视不等于是尊敬。
To not despise does not mean to honor.
尊敬是远远超过没有藐视。
And to honor, it far surpasses not despising someone.
所以我们跟神的关系，我们常常讲，我没有藐视神啊，我没有亵渎圣灵啊，我没有这样，我没有那样，所以我没有问题。
So if we say that we did not despise God, we did not blaspheme the Holy Spirit, so there's nothing wrong that we have done.
我们把那个标准拉到最低啊。
So we lowered the standards to the lowest point.
但是神的标准是什么？
But what is God's standard?
你有没有尊敬我？
That do you honor me?
有没有敬畏我？
Do you revere me?
他所要的就是这样。
And this is what God wants.
好，那虽然人觉得说我没有藐视神。
So even though men feel that they did not despise God's name,
但是事实上他们所做的是藐视神。
But in fact, their actions show that they despise God.
第七节
Verse 7. You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what ways have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible.
第八节
Verse 8. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer then to your governor. Would it be pleasing to you? Would it be acceptable? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts?
这个现在神做一个比较。
So here God made this comparison.
一个省长。
As a governor.
好，然后那这个百姓要见他会献什么？
And what would the people offer to their governor?
都是献最好的。
They will offer the best.
因为他是省长。
Because he is the governor.
那现在神说。
But here God said.
那你献给我什么？
What did the people offer to him?
说献污秽的。
They offer what is defiled.
然后是有残疾的。
They offer that which has been blemished.
瘸腿的，有病的。
The blind, the lame, and the sick.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个你送给人，人不要啊。
Because you give it to people and they don't want it.
拿去市场卖，也没有人要买啊。
You go sell it and no one wants to buy it.
这个献给神了。
So they offer it to God.
这个叫藐视神。
So in this way, they have despised God.
所以我们对神的尊敬从哪里发出来的呢？
So how can we show our reverence towards God?
神不是要我们的东西。
God does not want the things that belong to us.
神没有缺乏什么。
Because God does not lack anything.
万物都是神的。
All things belong to God.
神要什么？
What is it that God wants?
神要我们的心。
God wants our heart.
我们的心怎么表现出来？
And how is it manifested?
把最好的献给神。
It is to give the best that we have to God.
当亚伯拉罕要把他最爱的独生子献给神。
When Abraham was about to offer his only begotten son to God.
神说，你不要动手。
God told him that do not touch him.
神不是要他的儿子。
God does not want him to offer his only son.
神是要他的心。
God wanted to see the intention of his heart.
神说我已经知道你敬畏我。
God knows that, God said to him that, I know that you fear me.
这样就够了。
And so that is enough.
再来就给他天上地上的祝福。
And then God gave him blessings of the heaven and earth.
就给他一头羔羊来代替他的独生子。
And God has prepared for him a goat caught in the woods.
所以我们在生活当中的对神的服侍。
Today, our servitude towards God.
我们要想办法把最好的献给神。
We need to think about what is the best that we can offer.
以人的一生来讲，最好就是年轻人那一段。
From our lifetime, the younger days of our life, that is the best time of our life.
这一段能够服侍神，那是神所悦纳的。
If we can serve God during this period of time, this is acceptable to Him.
以一天来讲，最好的就是早上那一段。
And throughout the day, the morning period is the best period of the day.
因为早上刚刚起来啊，头脑很清醒，精神很好。
We just wake up in the morning. It is early, and our minds very clear.
跪在神面前，感谢赞美神。
If we can kneel down and praise God before Him,
这就是献灵祭。
And this is a spiritual offering.
所以以色列百姓啊，他不知道他跟神的关系啊是不好的。
So the Israelites, they fail to realize their relationship with God.
因为他以为 没有藐视神就可以了。
Because they feel that to not despise God, that is enough.
但事实上，在他所做的，事实上是藐视神的名。
But yet in their actions, they have defiled the name of God.
所以神跟他们的关系不是好的。
So God, their relationship with God was not very good.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11. Verse 11, For from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
从日出到日落，每一个地方啊，神要被尊为大。
From the rising of the sun, in every place, the name of God shall be great.
然后各处人要奉神的名烧香献洁净的供物。
People of all places shall burn a pure offering to God.
因为神的名在外邦被尊为大。
Because God's name shall be great among all the nations.
这是第二次的对话。
So this is the second dialogue.
我们再看第三次的对话。
Let's study the third dialogue.
我们看马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.Verse 13, And this is the second thing you do. You cover the altars of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying. So he does not regard the offerings anymore, nor receive it with goodwill from your hand. Verse 14, Yet you say, For what reason? Because the Lord has witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
在十三节里面神不看顾供物，也不接纳他们所奉献的。
Verse 13 here says that God does not regard their offering nor receive from their hands.
以今天来讲就是祷告了。
So this can be compared to our prayer today.
祷告就在献灵祭啊。
Our prayer it is a spiritual sacrifice.
神不听，神也不回应。
God does not listen and God does not receive.
我们怎么跪下来祷告，好像碰到墙壁没有反应。
We're like praying to a wall without any response.
他也不知道是为什么。
And yet they do not know the reason why.
这个就是人对神的不了解。
And so this is because of God's ignorance towards God.
如果人对神很了解，在神面前检讨，我们自己会了解我们自己。
If we understand God, we will self-examine and know what is the problem between us and God.
那到底为什么神不接受他们的月贡献呢？
So for what reason did God not accept their offerings and sacrifices?
那如果从第十节一直看到十五节，
If we read from verse 10 through 15,
我们就发现他们的家庭生活有问题。
We find that there is problems in their families.
有时候我们常常觉得拜神就是拜神，我的家庭就是我的家庭，这跟拜神有什么关系？
We sometimes feel that worshiping God is something different from our family life.
但是如果家庭有问题，拜神就有问题。
But if there's problems in our family, then there's problem in our worship.
这个就是我们对神了解的结论。
And so this is a conclusion of our understanding towards God.
那为什么说家庭有问题，我们跟神的关系就有问题？
Why is it that if there is problem in our family, there is problem in our worship?
因为我们没有在行神的道。
Because we are not carrying out the word of God.
所以家庭在问题一大堆。
So that's why there is problems in our family.
如果行神的道，
if we follow the word of God,
家庭的问题就会越来越少。
Then there will be few and fewer problems in our family.
如果我们没有行神的道，
if we do not do the word of God,
就不是尊神为我家之主。
Then we do not regard the Lord as the head of our household.
我家的主可能是我的先生。
The head of the household probably is the husband.
他要做什么我就做什么。
We will do whatever he does.
我家的主有的是太太。
Sometimes the wife is the head of the household.
太太很强势，先生都要敬畏她。
Even the husband must submit to the wife.
那这样的家庭生活祷告不容易发生功效。
So in this type of family, their prayer may not be very effective.
我家的主就是天上的神。
The head of our household is our God in heaven.
我们大家来到他的面前来敬畏他。
If we come before him and fear him.
来在家庭里面遵行神的道。
And follow the word of God in our family.
这个家庭就越来越和睦。
And the family will be very harmonious.
那这个就代表我们跟神的关系很好。
So this means our relationship with God is very good.
那我们祷告神就会听。
And God will listen to our prayer.
所以人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系不能切开来看的。
So we cannot separate our relationship with God and man.
信仰跟生活是连在一起的。
Our faith and our life must be together.
我们一旦信，一定会有思想上的改变。
If we believe, we must change our thoughts and ideas.
思想上的改变一定会带来生活的改变。
And these transformations will bring about changes in our lives.
那到底这个家庭发生什么问题？
So what problems did they have in the family?
我们看第十节。
Verse 10. He says that have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us?Why do we deal treacherously with one another by profaning the covenant of the fathers?
这个地方说，我们个人怎么以诡诈待兄弟呢？
We deal treacherously with one another.
所以这个弟兄姐妹和睦相处，这个是神的旨意啊。
For brothers and sisters to live in harmony, this is God's will.
弟兄姐妹啊，何不来相争相斗？这个没有办法荣耀神。
If there is treachery and envy and strife, then we cannot glorify God.
这会阻挡我们的祷告。
It will obstruct our prayer.
那接下来就是我们的婚姻。
And then it is our marriage.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11. Judah has dealt treacherously and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the Lord, God's holy institution, which he loves. He has married the daughters of a foreign God.
所以为着保持信仰的纯正，
To maintain the purity of our faith.
相同的信仰结婚，这是神的旨意。
We must marry within the same faith, and this is God's will.
所以在旧约时代，这个是神相当强烈的要求。
So in the Old Testament, God required of this.
好，那再来，结婚以后。
After marriage.
我们看第二章。十五节，十三节。
In chapter 2, verse
十五节，
verse 15, here says that, but he did not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit, and why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
这个地方说不可以诡诈待幼年所起的妻。
We should not deal treacherously with the wife of our youth.
幼年结婚的时候，当然看起来很可爱。
To marry in the youth, this is very beautiful.
但进入中年、老年，看起来就不是幼年这么可爱。
But when the wife reaches middle age or old age, it's not as beautiful.
所以如果感情没有去培养，没有感情了。
For if we do not develop these feelings, there's no feeling at all.
没有感情就会用诡诈来对待自己的太太。
Then he will deal treacherously with his wife.
到十六节。
Verse 16. He says that for the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously.
神不是说不喜欢啊，神恨恶什么事情？
Here says that God hates something.
第一个休妻离婚。
God hates divorce.
但是在离婚之前发生什么事情？
So what happens before the divorce?
以强暴待妻。
And that is violence.
这个就是没有爱啊。
That is without love.
这是神所痛恨的。
This is what God hates.
所以在家里面有强暴对待自己的配偶，没有爱，这个祷告就会发生问题。
So if we treat our spouse with violence or without love, then there will be problems in our prayer.
圣经说配偶是比我们软弱的。
And the Bible says that our spouse is weak, a weaker vessel.
是一同承受生命之恩的。
And together we shall inherit. The grace of life.
所以要彼此相爱。
So we should love one another.
离婚是神所痛恨的。
Divorce is something hated by God.
所以这会影响跟神的关系。
So this will affect our relationship with God.
但是以色列百姓不了解。
But the Israelites, they do not understand.
不了解他们跟神的关系，问题就发生在他的家庭里面。
And they do not understand, therefore there is problems in their families.
所以我们就知道人对神真的是了解的很不够。
So truly, we do not understand about God.
好，我们再回来看第四个对话。
And the fourth dialogue.
十七节。
Verse 17. You have worried the Lord with your words, yet you say, in what ways have we worried him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the Lord God of justice?
这个地方讲说，你们用言语反锁我， 反锁神啊。
He says that you have wearied the Lord with words. 哦，
我们知道，如果有人讲话一直在烦我们，这个关系怎么会好呢？
If people worry us or worry us with words, how can the relationship be good?
如果有时候孩子在埋怨父亲，你怎么一直在烦我？
Sometimes our children complain that why are you bothering me so much?
有时候的父亲在烦，叫小孩子，你为什么一直在烦我？
Sometimes the father will say to the child, why are you bothering me so much?
但是既然父亲孩子都是人啊，
Since we are all people,
所以有时候是一半一半都有错了。
So sometimes the fault is with both parties.
有的是比较多，有的是比较少。
Some are more or less at fault.
对，我们的孩子如果在埋怨你为什么烦我，我们一定要反省我这一边有没有问题。
So if our children is complaining that why are we bothering them so much, we need to self-examine.
那如果我们想来想去都没有问题。
If we think about it, we cannot find fault at all.
就是我们的孩子有问题。
And probably the fault is with our children.
那我们一定要为我们的孩子祷告。
We should pray for them.
倒过来也是一样。
And it is the same on the other hand.
如果我们的父母一直都不高兴，觉得我们烦他。
If our parents are unhappy because they feel that we are bothering them.
既然我们是人，我们要反省我们有没有错。
So as men, we need to examine whether or not we are at fault.
如果有错就要改。
If so, we must change.
如果没有错。
If not.
可能是我们父亲老化了。
Perhaps our parents are getting old.
所以个性改变了。
And perhaps they have changed.
所以要用祷告帮他祷告。
So we need to pray for them.
但是当神说人在反锁他的时候。
But when God says that, people have worried the Lord.
神是百分之百的对。
God is absolutely right.
人是百分之百的错。
And as men, we are absolutely wrong.
因为神不会不错的。
Because there is nothing wrong in God.
所以他说你用言语反锁我，这个就是我们要反省的。
So when God says this, we must examine ourselves.
那到底怎么才反锁神？
So in what ways have we worried the Lord?
行恶是神看为善的。
And everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
就是把神讲成跟神的原来的本性不一样。
That is to speak of God as something that is opposite.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
不能够接受罪恶。
God will not accept evil.
但把神当作他也能够接受罪恶。
But to speak of God as if God can also accept evil.
神看为对的。
For God to consider evil as good.
这样当然就是反锁神了。
And this is to worry God.
所以有时候我们在这个整个历史的演变当中。
As we look at the history of mankind.
我们常常会听人讲一句话。
We may hear of something.
现在是21世纪耶，圣经还可以读吗？
We are in the 21st century. How can we still read the Bible?
现在是21世纪啊，你读解圣经还这样解吗？
We are in the 21st century. How can we explain the Bible this way?
好像我们解圣经要随着潮流改变而改变。
It is as if our interpretation of the Bible must change with time.
这样才能够吸引现在的人。
And only then can we attract the modern people.
我们解圣经如果没有照着社会的潮流在改变。
Our interpretation, if it does not change with time.
这样没有办法吸引人。
Then we cannot attract people.
这一种讲法是有问题的。
And there is something wrong with this idea.
有没有明显例子？
Are there any examples?
有。
They are.
同性恋就是例子。
Homosexuality, it is an example.
30年前这个是绝对错的。
30 years ago, this is absolutely wrong.
30年后。
But 30 years later today,
大部分的基督教都在接受。
This is something that is accepted among Christianity.
从旧约到新约。
From the old to the new testament.
同性恋是错的。
Homosexuality is wrong.
讲得很清楚的。
It is said very clearly.
那现在把它讲作对。
But nowadays it has been accepted.
那就是把神解释到符合现在社会的潮流。
It is to explain the scripture according to the needs of today's time.
这个是不对的。
And this is wrong.
所以我们跟神的关系怎么会好呢？
So how can our relationship with God be good?
如果我们把神讲成他不是这样的神。
If we think of God as someone who is not.
那这就是反锁神了。
Then we are worrying the Lord.
那甚至说公义的神在哪里？
Or to say that where is God of justice?
如果神存在。
If God exists,
如果神是公义的，
if God is just,
为什么社会这么多不义，没有什么事情发生？
Why is there so much, injustice in society today?
为什么神没有什么动作？
Why is it that God does not act?
事实上，神有神的时候。
Actually, God has his time.
所以把神讲成 他的存在是不是存在呢？
And so to question God's existence.
啊，这个就是反锁神啊。
This is to worry the Lord.
整个人类的历史都在神的掌管中。
The entire history of mankind is under God's hands.
这是我们从圣经了解非常清楚的。
And we understand the Bible very clearly.
这是第四次的对话。
And so this is the fourth dialogue.
第五次。
And the fifth.
我们看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7. Yet, from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, in what ways shall we return?
对，神说，你们要转向我，我就转向你。
God told them, you return to me, and I will return to you.
当我们转向神，神脸也转向来，我们就得恩典了。
If we return to God, and we shall receive the grace of God.
我们关系就正常了。
And we will normalize our relationship with God.
那既然神在讲转向，就是还没有这个动作以前，人跟神是背对背的。
So before this, there is no, we did not turn to God. We are facing God with our backs.
但是问题在哪里？
So what is the problem?
问题是以色列百姓不晓得什么叫做转向神。
That the Israelites do not know what does it mean to return.
无知。
They do not know.
所以这个关系没有办法改变。
So they cannot change this relationship.
所以从这里我们知道，人跟神关系最难的不是神。
So the most difficult part of this relationship is not in God.
虽然人跟神不是对等的。
Even though as between man and God, we are not equals.
我们会注意一只蚂蚁吗？
Will we pay attention to an ant?
我们会注意一个灰尘吗？
Will we pay attention to a speck of dust?
这个太小了。
It is so small.
我们不会去注意的。
We will not pay attention to it.
但是我们在神面前。
But before God,
我们比蚂蚁更小。
We are more insignificant than an ant.
我们比不上一个灰尘。
We are even less than a speck of dust.
那为什么神会在意？
So why is it that God pay attention to us?
因为他的怜悯。
Because of his mercy.
因为他的信实。
Because of his faithfulness.
所以他在意我们。
So that is why he care about us.
他随时都要转向我们。
God will turn to us at all times.
就是等待我们愿不愿意回转。
So God is waiting for us to return to him.
但他不知道说我怎么样才回转呢？
But yet the people do not know how to return to God.
就是我要怎么改变呢？
How should we change?
人如果不知道怎么改变。
If we do not know how to change ourselves.
就是表示我现在没有问题。
It means that we have no problems.
如果我没有改变。
If we do not change.
那神也没有改变。
And God does not change.
我们跟神的关系就在原地踏步啊。
And our relationship with God will remain the same.
我们的体验就在原地踏步。
And our experiences will be the same.
那如果我们知道回转。
But if we know how to return.
神跟也跟着回转。
And then God also returned to us.
我们跟神的关系就进步了。
Then we will improve in our relationship.
我们的体验就活泼了。
We will have a living experience.
我们的恩典就丰富了。
Then our grace will be more abundant.
所以对神要有认识。
So we need to have a better understanding of God.
第八节。
Verse 8. Would a man rob God, yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithe and offerings.
偷跟抢哪个罪比较重？
And to rob and to steal, what is worse?
偷是不注意的时候偷偷拿走。
And to steal something, it is to steal while people are unaware.
抢是用暴力的，你给我。
And to rob is to do so with violence.
当然，抢是罪比较重的。
Of course, to rob it is a greater sin.
人万万没有想到。
And it is as men, they cannot even imagine.
没有献十分之一是抢夺神。
That to not offer tithe, it is to rob God.
为什么不会有这个观念呢？
Why is it that we don't have this concept?
因为这个钱是我辛苦赚来的，什么没有现实，就是抢神。
Because the money is something that we earn, and just not offering tithe is to rob God.
那为什么神说没有现实，就是抢夺神呢？
So why is it that God said this?
第一个，生命是谁给的？
First, who gives us life?
雅各说说，主若愿意，我才可以活着。
The book of James tells us that if God willings, then we can do this.
你很多的计划活不了，你一毛钱也赚不了。
If we have many plans, if we cannot live, we cannot do anything.
第二个
，Second,
神给我们机会。
God gives us opportunity.
第三个，神给我们能力。
Third, God gives us the ability.
生命、机会、能力都是神给的。
our life, our opportunity and the ability, these are given by God.
所以我们所赚的一切的钱都是神的恩典，虽然是我们的努力。
So all that we have, it is by the grace of God, even though it is by our effort.
所以第十块钱是神的。
So that we must offer the tithe to God.
所以神说你要把这个献到我的家有粮。
So God says that you must offer this to my house so that there is food in my house.
钱在哪里，心就在哪里。
Wherever our money is, there our heart is.
所以有时候夫妻感情好不好，非常简单一句话，你们怎么处理钱就知道。
So between the husband and wife, how they deal with money, we know how their relationship is.
如果两个是一体的，
if the husband and wife are one,
钱也应该是合一的。
Then they must have a joint account.
就是表示这个两个是非常亲密的。
And that means to say that they have a very close relationship.
如果神爱我们，爱到主耶稣为我们而死。
If God loves us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son,
我们哪有可以在神面前说这个是我的？
How can we say that this is my money?
我都是属神的，还有哪一样不是属神的呢？
Everything that we have belongs to God.
如果每一样都是属神的，
If everything belongs to God,
为什么钱献不出来？
Why is it that we cannot offer our money to God?
这个就是表示我们跟神的态度有问题。
And so this means that our attitude towards God is wrong.
那如果我们回转向神，
So if we return to God,
神说，我要打开天上的窗户赐福给你。
I will open the windows of heaven and bless you.
这个就是神的回转。
And so this is God's blessing.
但是这个不能够全部解读作物质上的祝福。
But this cannot be explained as the material blessings.
很多这是指的属灵上的。
And many of these blessings are spiritual.
当然在这个世界上，神会看顾我们的需要。
Of course, God will take care of our needs.
那还有。
And furthermore,
安息日是属神的。
The Sabbath day belongs to God.
六天我们自己有拥有。
Six days belongs to us.
第七天是属神的。
The seventh day belongs to God.
所以从太阳下山礼拜五要分别为圣。
So from sunset on Friday, we must sanctify this day.
这个叫做归向神。
And in doing so, we can return to God.
那神就会归向我们，就会听我们的祷告。
And then God will return to us. God will listen to our prayers.
最后一次的对话。
And the final dialogue.
我们可以回来看马拉基书第三章。
In Malachi chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
十四节。
Verse 14. You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances? And that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts. Verse 15. So now we call the proud blessed, and for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free.
神说你们顶撞我。
Here says that God says that you have been harsh against me.
顶撞当然是很严重了。
To speak against God, this is a very serious sin.
顶撞你个父亲，怎么关系会好呢？
If we speak against our father, how can we love him?
那顶撞神，当然跟神关系就有问题了。
So if we speak against God, then there's problems.
但是严重的是，他们不晓得什么叫顶撞神。
But yet, they do not know what does it mean to speak against God.
十四节。
Verse 14.
说侍奉神是徒然的。
It is useless to serve God.
好像一个孩子很热，很忠心在服侍他年纪大的父母。
For example, if the children serve their elderly parents very well.
另外一个孩子说，你这样这么认心在服侍你爸爸妈妈有什么好处？
And someone may say that it is useless for you to serve your parents.
那你当父母听了当然是很难过，刀子在割。
So as parents, I will feel very bad about this.
那这个以色列人有的很热心在侍奉神，那其他人说你这样热心有什么用？神听起来当然是难过。
So some of the Israelites, they serve God very fervently, but yet others say that it is useless to serve God.
那你遵守神的诫命有什么用处呢？
And what profit is it that we keep his ordinance?
那在神面前苦苦斋戒，以现在来讲，你又祷告又禁食祷告，这个有什么益处呢？
And we fast and pray and we mourn before God. And what use is it?
那为什么会产生这个结论？
So why is there people that say this?
就是没有拜神，没有守道理的这些，好像在物质上、世界上，比那个守道理、服侍神的更顺利啊。拥有更多。
Those who do not serve God, those who do not worship God, they seem to be even more prosperous than those who serve God.
人就反过来打问号，这样服侍神没有用了，守道理没有用了，祷告没有用了，禁食没有用了，一切都没有用了。
So they turn around and says, it is useless to serve God, to pray to God, and to keep His commandments.
当然跟神的关系就不好。
And of course, their relationship with God cannot improve.
那十六节就讲大有用处。
So verse 16 talked about what is useful.
是什么用处？
And what is useful?
主耶稣再来的时候。
That is when Jesus comes again.
那些服侍神、敬畏神、守神诫命的要被分开来。
Those who serve God and fear God, they shall be separated.
而且要得到赏赐。
And they shall receive a reward.
那些没有敬畏神、没有服侍神、没有守诫命的。
And those who do not fear God, and those who do not meditate upon His name.
在人看起来很非凡腾达的。
They seem to be very prosperous in this material world.
分到另外一个边去。
They shall be separated into a different group.
所以到第四章，他们好像糠秕被火烧掉，全部都没有了。
So in verse 4, it says that they burn, just like, chaff.
最后的结论就是灭亡。
At the end, they will perish.
但是那敬畏神，最后的结论就是得救、得荣耀、得永生。
But those who fear God, what they shall receive is everlasting glory in eternal life.
这个差别就是永远的差别。
So this is the, eternal, difference between the two.
所以当一个人热心在服侍神，绝对不要讲说，你这样有什么用？
So when we serve God, when someone is serving God fervently, we should not despise him.
在守诫命，这样子有什么用？
We should not despise those who keep God's commandments.
祷告，你这样有什么用？
We should not despise those who pray fervently.
如果我们这样一直在浇冷水，我们跟神的关系会有问题。
And in doing so, there will be problems between us and God.
因为这叫做顶撞神。
For in doing so, we are speaking against God.
所以我们要跟神的关系良好。
So to establish a better relationship,
要深化。
We must have a deeper understanding of God.
对他有认识。
We must have a deeper understanding of God.
然后不断的自我调整。
And to continue to readjust ourselves.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
453.
453.